Hello, 103. We're in chapter 10 today. Going to do a real easy question from chapter 10, but kind of a fun one. I don't know if you've seen the movie Goldfinger before or not. I've often thought that people who make movies, they should hire an economist, and just to make sure that this plot actually makes economic sense. I don't know how many movies I've watched that are just ridiculous in terms of the economics that's involved. Anyway, this is one of them, even though I love this movie, especially as a kid growing up. So the movie's James Bond, 1964 Goldfinger movie. The plot's very simple. Gold tycoon Goldfinger tried to detonate an atomic bomb inside the U.S. bullion depository of Fort Knox. So Fort Knox is a fort in the U.S. in Kentucky. And it contains stacks of gold that one time the U.S. was on a gold standard, and they used this gold supposedly to back their currency. But what essentially happened was gold is mined out of the ground. The U.S. government bought it, and then it put it back in the ground in the Fort Knox. So Goldfinger wants to, he's got a whole bunch of gold himself, and he wants to blow up the gold that's in Fort Knox. And so why does he want to do that? So Goldfinger wants to detonate an atomic bomb inside the Fort Knox, thus rendering the gold worthless for decades. Presumably, this would raise the price of gold and increase the value of Goldfinger's own gold. Fort Knox is a place where the U.S. held gold, kept it off the market. Does the Goldfinger plan make any sense? All right. In an effort to try to be a little neater, I drew up a supply and demand graph ahead of time. I've drawn the supply of gold fixed. You don't have to, but I just thought it might be easier to think about this problem this way. So there's some market demand for gold. There's some supply of gold, and there's the price of gold, some P star. Now, Goldfinger's idea, or the premise of the movie is that a part of this supply of gold is the Fort Knox gold. And if you destroy the Fort Knox gold, then the supply shifts back like this and the price goes up and Goldfinger's made a killing. Well, does that make any sense? The answer is no. This supply curve does not have Fort Knox in it. Why not? The gold in Fort Knox was taken off the market. This is the supply of gold that's in the market. So Goldfinger was wasting his time. That gold was already taken off the market. So he can destroy it if he wants, but it's not going to change anything about the price of the gold in the market. Goldfinger went to all that planning and all the stuff that he did in that movie to accomplish absolutely nothing, right? It's really a just such an obvious problem with the movie. Anyway, I hope as you're watching movies, reading books, doing whatever, you're starting by now to use economics to analyze the behavior that's going on in those things and seeing whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense. Second point of advice for you, here you are in chapter 10. I think chapter 10 is really, for you, one of the most important chapters because it's taking this basic supply and demand market model and running through a whole bunch of different applications. And so I really encourage you to try to do every single question in chapter 10. Now, once you've done every single question in chapter 10, you can look at the odd numbered answers and see how you're doing. And hopefully by now, you've also got one or two, maybe study partners, people that are at your level. Meet with them. You do question number 22 and they do question number 22 and come together and try to talk about it and see if you're getting somewhere. To become an economic thinker, you have to practice, practice, practice. And you want to articulate your ideas with somebody at the same level. If you were just to articulate them with me and we're at different levels, I become an answer machine to you. That's no good. if you are articulating them to somebody like your little 9-year-old brother, you become an answer machine to him, and that's no good either. Try to do it with somebody at your same level, and it'll really benefit a lot. So really spend some time on chapter 10. Okay, see you next time.